This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Heat Nation, very upset. Heat fans are outraged. They feel as if Cooper Flagg was theirs and he was given up for ill-gotten gains by the Miami Heat in the playoffs against Cleveland.
I listened this morning. Huh? No one's saying Cooper Flagg's about to be LeBron James. This is crazy that people are getting so upset about Cooper Flagg.
Well, I also do not subscribe to the thought that just because the ping pong balls went to Alice's way, that it would have gone Miami's way. I understand the frustration, by the way. You would have had a chance like Dallas, a 1-point-something% chance like Dallas, and they showed you that sometimes and you can argue whether it was rigged or not. I'm certainly not a subscriber to that, but we'll talk about it.
I know what direction you were headed, but if you would go conspiracy theory.
I mean, it just doesn't make sense. Like Ernst & Young, by the way, is one of the most famous accounting agencies of all time. The fact that they would wreck their reputation to fix ping pong balls for the NBA. And by the way, the NBA is a really successful billion-dollar company. That's the part I always get hung up on. They don't need any help. What on earth help? Like, the league was fine when Luka was in Dallas. The league was fine as Luka's in LA. The league was fine when Wemby got to San Antonio. The league, I'm sure, would prefer Giannis to be out of Milwaukee. It is what it is. But I know people do believe in that stuff, and it's fine. You're more than welcome to. What I do find a little bit intriguing is, because Heat fans don't think this way, if you would have, not saying tanked, I'm just saying not recognized when Jimmy was gone, that it was a lost season, and allowed it to play out as a lost season, would you have been better off than what ended up transpiring, which was 2 road wins in the play-in, and then an absolute thrashing at the hand of the Cavs for 4 games. But Heat fans and Heat management don't think that way.
Yes.
It's convenient to think that way now when Dallas is all excited that miraculously they've ended up with the number one overall pick, because even if you don't think Cooper Flagg is the next LeBron, there might be a team out there that does, and now you've got the ultimate bargaining chip.
Draft equity, assets, whatever. Yes, for trading, and now you got a guy like Giannis. But you can't, and I've said this before, you can't sell culture and then obviously tank. Even Pat agreed. What was that? What year was that? Solana brings it up. 17, 15, whatever that was, when we did tank. We knew we were tanking, whatever. You can't sell culture and continue to tank. You just can't do it.
And again, I'm not suggesting tanking. I'm just saying acknowledging it's a lost season because Jimmy's gone. And so, you know, you get Andrew Wiggins, but I don't know. Maybe you just, I don't know. I don't know what you play. Maybe you hold a fire sale back then.
No, you play Terry Rozier. That's a guaranteed loss if he was in the game.
Play Terry Rozier, Duncan Robinson. Put a lineup out there of Rozier, Robinson, Hero, because now you still only have one defender out of the three. Rozier, Robinson, Hero.
Who's the one defender?
I'm giving Terry Rozier the benefit of the doubt because he's not giving you any offense. Anyway, Heat fans are outraged. I am outraged by Matt Mervis. This guy is absolutely killing me. He's killing me. He is killing me. Now, I figured if I can just get through this revenge series with the Cubs, because I can't not bet them during this revenge series. But then I'm watching the game last night, and Kyle Seeloff was quick to remind us that the Cubs are now coming to Miami after this. And so there will be another revenge series on his home turf.
Revenge got to end sooner or later, Hawk.
Well, it ended last night. I mean, there was no revenge last night. Is he in the lineup tonight? Does anybody know? Because you know what I did? I not only bet Matt Mervis to hit a home run and parlayed it with Jimmy Butler triple-double. He was so close, too. He was like 4 rebounds and 6 assists away from a triple-double.
He's slunking off.
He's ordinary. I said this when he had 33 the other night, but I bet him the over the game before that, and I watched a really ordinary player play basketball.
Is it schematic? Because I watched it. I didn't know if it was schematic. But when I continued in the second half to watch Draymond Green run the point and do all the ball handling, I was like, isn't this supposed to be Jimmy when Steph is out? Jimmy's supposed to be the main piece of this offense. Steve Kerr must not think Jimmy is as good as some people think Jimmy is, honestly. I was watching that game last night.
And Jimmy can't say anything now. He can't pretend like the
you're not the Robin. Offense. You're Poison Ivy. I mean, I don't know what character you are, but you can't be Robin after how you played.
But Matt Mervis. So not only did I bet him, you know, to hit a home run, but I had him just to get a hit. I bet him just get a hit because I figured, you know what? Mervis is a streaky hitter. So he got his first hit in a while the game before. Had a base knock. So I said, you know, he's streaky. Nothing. Just nothing. I don't know if he's playing tonight or not. I hope that he doesn't, to be quite honest, because it saves me money.
No such thing as streaks, Hawk. Only streaks I believe in is draw streaks.
Anybody want to talk about the Knicks?
That little light-skinned boy can play basketball.
They're the favorites to win the East. I mean, this Knicks team, Solana, I don't know what you're going to do with them, but the Knicks, man, the thought that the Cavs were a great team and the Knicks were a wildly overrated team, everything seems to be crumbling in on you. And now Dallas got your pick. Everything's crumbling in on you. Solana.
I need an update. Do we hate Boston or New York more?
Right now,
don't
New
waste
York.
Your time hating Boston right now because it doesn't matter.
I can take pride in that one.
There's no, don't exert any energy on them.
Yeah, yesterday sucked, man. Because fine, don't subscribe to the notion that if the Heat had the 11th best odds, they would have had the number one overall pick, despite the fact that Miami actually would have had a better odds. Dallas only had 1.7% chance. Miami would have had 2% chance at getting the number one overall pick. Fine, but I still didn't feel good after the lottery yesterday. And then on top of it, Knicks fans are flooding the streets of New York, celebrating.
They're excited, man.
What is now inevitable, a New York Knicks Eastern Conference Finals appearance. Oh, I am sick to my stomach right now with the fact that that franchise looks like they're going to go play in the NBA Finals. And if it's not them, it's the Indiana Pacers. Oh, just sick to my stomach.
Which, by the way, if you think that the NBA fixes stuff, you might as well punch the Knicks ticket because if they can choose which team would end up in the NBA Finals, it ain't going to be Tyrese Halliburton and the Pacers.
Man. Yeah, OKC is what they want to push. Big following.
What a weird twist of events took place yesterday in the NBA. We don't know if we're coming or going anymore.
I asked you yesterday this. I don't know if I'm being, you know, crazy about because it happened with recency bias. This is probably one of the craziest
crazy
playoffs I've ever seen.
I know
that was cream cheese. This is one of the craziest NBA playoffs I've ever watched.
Was that Gnarls Barkley song, Quazy? I mean, if I did it, there'd be a song by the 4 o'clock hour.
That was cream cheese. I don't know why that W comes out for that R sometimes.
Actually, sour cream. It wasn't cream cheese. It was okay. Sour cream.
Cream? Sour cream?
I don't know. Why does that W jump in front of that R sometimes, Hawk? I don't know.
Mike Cugno is going to join us today. We have a special guest in the 3 o'clock hour. There's a Dolphin super fan. If you're on social media, you know him as Big E. His name is Ian Berger. Super nice guy, unbelievable Dolphins fan, but he's going through a health nightmare. And we're going to try to bring some attention to his cause and what he needs and probably, bring a little bit of a spotlight to not just his issue, but others who are in desperate need of organ donations. Every now and then we try to do something good with the power of radio. And today we will try to do that. He is a super fan of the Miami Dolphins. Big E is going to be on with us today during the show. We also have another pair of tickets to see The Who. You heard of The Who?
Who?
They're coming to Amerant Bank Arena in August. Their North American farewell tour, the Live Nation show, and we've got tickets every day this week. We'll give away a pair of tickets for that today, sometime before 6 o'clock. And a lot to get to today. Today is Pusha T's birthday, a big moment for the show. I texted Jamie Eisenberg this morning that it was Pusha T's birthday. Mm-hmm. I'm very excited.
Hey, Hawk, if you think about pushing me, I want to see you push a T.
Is that one of his lines?
That's a Kendrick Lamar line.
Ah.
Yeah. Maybe Jimmy will play my song, but he never plays my stuff. So, yeah.
Well, nah, more Motley Crue and stuff, Jimmy. You killed it with the first song. I'm with you. I'm with you all day, baby. Jimmy, call Jamie Eisenberg and ask him how he's celebrating Pusha T's birthday. No, I'm just teasing, Jimmy.
We got to get a cell phone company or somebody to sponsor that. I love make Jimmy call. I love
oh
that
my God.
We've Jimmy got a calling. KFC news nugget, if you know.
All right. Well, maybe we'll get to practice how you would talk to the KFC employee, mm-hmm. Jimmy. All right. Let's do headlines with Solana. It's brought to you by Doral Hyundai. At Doral Hyundai, choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory, like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. And remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai.
I'll start with the Florida Panthers because, let's be honest, man, thank you, Florida Panthers, for keeping us in good spirits in South Florida. Game 5 tomorrow, north of the border versus the Leafs, 7 p.m. Here's the good news. Evan Rodriguez on the ice for the Panthers. He was practicing today. We don't know if he's in or if he's out yet, but just the fact that he's on the ice is good news. Anthony Stolarz was back on the ice today for the Leafs. First time we've seen him since game one.
Oh, I'd be thrilled to have him back. get Joseph Wall out of there.
Wall is ridiculous.
And then Cats minority owner Doug Cifu suspended indefinitely. He had some controversial Twitter fingers over the past couple days.
Longtime friend of the show, but if you remember the last few years, they kind of silenced him. Vinny Viola, like, he just stopped appearing on the show with us because he was just a little bit too much of a loose cannon.
Yeah.
And it bit him a little bit yesterday.
Late night tweets, late night Instagram. I always go to the same place. Like, Hawk, it's funny you always say this, the Ambien purchase. You've been up for 14 hours. I don't know what you, maybe you drank a glass of wine and then someone starts talking to you. Y'all sent it this morning and I watched. I was like, oh my goodness.
But he's done that the last couple of years.
Okay.
He's done worse, way worse. So I just think that Gary Bettman had enough. So And he issued a statement. He apologized, saying, you know, my actions are not indicative of the Florida Panthers, and I'm working to amend
it's,
my
you
situation.
Know what? Pat McAfee has to send out every day on this show, this is not the, whatever he says, this
the,
is
yeah,
comedic,
opinions
comedic
of
informative.
ESPN, yeah.
Yeah, this is not the information or opinions of ESPN executives or anybody else here. Like, you know, people get a little feisty, but hell, Pat McAfee does it every single day.
The problem is my views don't express those of my employer. Doesn't necessarily work when you own the action. You are the employer. Like, you own the
right.
team. So, you say something, you're the owner or minority owner, whatever. You're part of ownership. Kind of does reflect the organization one way or another.
Yeah. Solana, that was a hell of a comeback. I agree with you 100%, even though it just totally goes against what I just said.
Also, you have stupid money. Maybe don't let a random guy in Canada get to you at 2 a.m.
Well, but that's here's the thing. Sometimes, like Dave Portnoy, he goes, I'm uncancelable because I've got stupid money and I own the business. I'm uncancelable. And so that's the yin and the yang there. It's like, oh, I've got stupid money, so now I gotta cower in a corner, or I got stupid money and I'm going to give it to you worse than you've ever had it before, because guess what? There's no repercussions for me. Keep running your mouth. I got no repercussions.
This is what gets to me. I've brought it up about Cooperstein, when it was Coop and Crowder. I've brought it up by so many people. I guarantee on that same damn thread, there were thousands, not no exaggeration, thousands of positive Panther fans talking to him. And he would not talk back to the Panther fans. You're going to skim through all the, hey, let's go Cats, vamos gatos. You're going to find the one idiot to talk to. And that's what I hate about social media and people's interaction with social media. You're going to find the most negative thing to talk about. And I bring up Cooperstein because he used to do it on the text thread. And I would look at the text thread. I haven't seen the text thread in a decade, but back then I used to look at the text thread and I'd be like, Coop, man, we have 600 positive texts about our show. Why are you responding to this, butt wipe? Man, I just can't stand these people.
I'm guilty of it too, though. I do that. The one negative one jumps out at me and then I start obsessing over that one. And yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
John 17:4-5-4.
I know.
Luca sitting in his basement, 47 years old, living with his parents. You want to argue with him?
I know.
The lesson that we can all take away from here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Don't get crazy on Twitter.
All right.
I'm mad. I got 4 hours. I'm okay with it.
I'd rather get it out of the way at the beginning.
Get it out the way. I'm okay with it.
So the Knicks take a 3-1 series lead over the Celtics. Tatum probably tore his Achilles. I still haven't seen like confirmation. They said MRI, awaiting results. I mean, yeah, not looking good for the C's.
He will not play next game. I'll go on the limb.
I think he's going to play for a long time. I think it is Achilles.
I'll go out of limb and say that. He's not playing in the next game.
T-Wolves take a 3-1 series lead over the Warriors. Jimmy Butler, 14 points, 6 rebounds, 3 assists. As you guys mentioned, Randall and Anthony Edwards combined for 61 points. Cavs Pacers, game 5. Tonight, 7 p.m., Donovan Mitchell's dealing with an ankle injury. I saw earlier today he's going to be a game-time decision, which is crazy. The Thunder and Nuggets split their games over the weekend. Series tied at 2 apiece. Shifts back to OKC. Game 5 is tonight at 9:30 p.m.
All right.
I know there's some hellified basketball players. Anthony Edwards is, I don't want to say he's the next LeBron, but he is super special. Am I going overboard? He's special.
Problem is where he plays.
But
right?
Giannis is in Milwaukee. He's in Minnesota.
Oh, win a championship.
No, I mean, people are talking about him as the next face of the league.
Last night, what he did in that third quarter, like that was amazing.
I like the Nuggets getting 10 tonight. I do.
I just did this and lost my money.
Well, I guess the line, Boston hosting the Knicks tomorrow.
Knicks got to be favorite, especially Tatum hurt.
Assuming Tatum's going to be gone, right?
And 8.5.
Lana?
Knicks -3.
Boston's a 5-point favorite.
I'll lay the points.
I'm putting it in right now. I'm putting in Knicks +5 right now. I cannot
Knicks
understand
are getting
that
points
line.
With Jason Tatum having an MRI.
I mean, who's going to take over? Derek White?
It should be the finals Jaylen MVP Brown. From last year.
Jaylen Brown, Derek White, Drew Holiday was a ghost yesterday. Didn't do anything. Kristaps Porzingis still has a tummy ache, I guess. I don't know what the hell is going on there.
Easing him back in. Yeah. And then tomorrow, Timberwolves hosting Golden State. Timberwolves can close it out tomorrow?
Yeah, they're up 3-1. At home, they took both in San Fran.
-8.5.
11.5.
Woo! Later points.
I don't know.
Jimmy was standing in the corner and Draymond Green was running point.
Jimmy still got another 33-point game up his sleeve.
He held on to 29 of them last night because he was standing in the corner.
I believe Draymond had 14 yesterday, but it was your boy, Jonathan Kuminga, who led the Warriors. He had 23 points in that game, Crowder, because you said yesterday, I'm never putting money on Jonathan Kuminga ever again. He finally showed up. They didn't win, but he finally showed up.
Did you watch the game?
I didn't watch it, no.
He's a goofball. He just bops around. He doesn't even understand what's going on, that they're about to get down 3-1. He just runs around, and he's not playing basketball. He's playing shoot-around with his buddies. I'm now watching Kuminga. I'm glad we didn't pull him in the trade.
That's who we were going to end up with, yeah.
I was looking at numbers, and they showed me all these crazy dunks he had, and I was like, yeah, athleticism. Man, no, I don't
You know
want
who
him.
We're getting, Heat Nation. You want to feel good. You want to feel excited. DeMar DeRozan on the trade block. Let's go get them. That's your whale, Pat. Says the Sacramento Kings are expected to explore potential trade options involving DeMar DeRozan, per Jake Fisher. The focus in the California Capital shifts now to what sort of dealing we could see from the Kings' new regime. There's been no shortage of rumbles since the hiring of Scott Perry as general manager that Sacramento is expected to gauge the trade market for veteran swingman DeMar DeRozan.
And hey, then Rudy Smith.
I cannot wait for Solana to have to stick to his guns that Jimmy Butler is better than DeMar DeRozan. Oh, I can't wait. Boxed into a corner. Couple years. It took a while. DeMar DeRozan is suited up for the Heat, I want all the montages. All the montages.
Tell you what, DeMar would have had more than 14 last night.
That's not what you've been saying for the last two, 3 years.
He's swinging already.
I've always said.
What you've been saying for the last two, 3 years.
I've always said I prefer bucket getter over a all-around player, whatever the hell that means.
What a clown. This guy, I can't wait for no other reason than for Solana to do a 180.
Nothing says culture like a volume shooter who's still taking mid-range jumpers and going for 30 on 36% every single game. Sign me up.
You better try to get transferred to Joe or Tobin and Leroy's show because it ain't going to play here.
They're not letting you get away with that, Solana.
No, sir. There's zero leeway.
I mean, who wouldn't want to win another play-in tournament game with DeMar DeRozan leading the way?
Jimmy, start making montages.
On it.
All right.
Or call the Sacramento Kings, figure out what it's going to take.
Call the Kings, see what they require in exchange for DeRozan.
Jimmy, I like this.
Can you imagine if Jimmy was the general manager of a team?
What's his name? Call the Kings and ask them, can you speak to the general manager?
Call the Kings. Say you're calling from Miami. You understand that DeMar DeRozan might be available, and you're just trying to figure out what a starting point is for him.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that.
Jimmy, this is one of my favorite games in years.
If you want to see this, by the way, because I mentioned yesterday, we have a YouTube channel. So there's video on our YouTube channel. There's the hibachi segment from yesterday, the Benihana hibachi segment. Go to YouTube, search 560 WQAM, and then scroll down. You'll see the Hockman and Crowder playlist. If you watch, it's about 8 minutes, the hibachi segment from yesterday. You can actually watch with your own eyes Jimmy dissolve into a puddle of sweat and then just hang up the phone while the manager of Benihana is still talking to him. It's unbelievable visually. It is truly a treat. Go to the 560 YouTube page. It's you can't take your eyes off it. It's unbelievable.
Not a treat for me.
It's my, you know what? I'll reassess. It's my favorite segment I've ever been involved in my radio career.
Yeah.
It makes me so happy to watch you get on that phone.
It's so entertaining on so many levels because you're trying so hard not to let a phone call break you, but it breaks you every time.
Oh. Get the KFC number, Solana. We got action today.
We've got a couple food stories that we can get to a little bit later. So get ready. Look up a Subway number also, Jimmy. There was one other local note I wanted to point out, that the Miami Heat and FanDuel Sports Network have reached a multi-year agreement. So Heat games will remain on FanDuel Sports Network Sun.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Partly cloudy. Not as much rain as I thought there was going to be today, or was
reported.
Yeah,
it was supposed to be another rainy day, but it wasn't really, didn't play out that way.
Well, good, because I got a pickleball tournament later tonight, so.
Oh, goodness.
Stay away.
At the what do they call it?
The Dink Club.
Yeah, the Dink Club.
Why is that so funny? I don't understand why that's so funny.
Yeah,
that's what all the top athletes play.
Over to you, Quasi.
All right. Mike Cugno is going to join us in the next segment. We'll talk some Panthers and Heat and whatever we want to talk about with Cugno next.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
What is life if you can't have arroz con pollo?
Hawk and Crowder.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I wish I had known about the Mike Cugno jinx before I've been continuing to bet Matt Mervis ever since Cugno did his piece on him. But whatever. Life goes on. Mike Cugno is joining us on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline, sports anchor for CBS4 nationally on CBS Sports HQ. When it's Dolphins season, he hosts Dolphins Weekly Live on CBS Miami. Before we talk about how you jinxed Matt Mervis, Appel told us yesterday, in his opinion, the Maple Leafs are cooked. Do you agree?
Yeah, if the Panthers are playing that game, I honestly thought, after game one, I know that the Panthers had lost, but I thought they ragdolled Toronto in the third period. You know, the hit discrepancy, they almost doubled them up. They outscored them 3-1. And even though they lost, you know, they had this giant comeback. And I thought, okay, Panthers got a little humbled maybe in the first two periods. They figured out who they were again. But you have to give Toronto credit. They brought it the next game as well. But I think maybe those first two games end up being, if the Panthers go on another deep run and win another cup, they may look back at this series and think those first two losses to Toronto may have been the best thing that happened to them. I'm not saying they were feeling themselves, maybe a little Stanley Cup hangover or something. I don't know what it was, but it definitely woke something up that they needed to be better. And game four was like vintage Panther playoff hockey where the shot discrepancy is through the roof. Like, nothing's getting to Bob. Bob's bored sometimes where you see he'll only face like 20 shots a game, sometimes even less. So that was a sign to me that I now believe the Panthers have this series.
And Mike, speaking about that, because that was one thing, like I watched game four and I was like looking at the screen, like this is what I saw last year. And game one through three, even with the game three win, it was what, 5-4, 5-4, 5-3, whatever. That's not the the two ones, the 1-0s, the 2-0s. Those are type games that we have to play, right?
Yeah, no, I agree. The only thing about that, the 2-0 thing, is there had Joseph Wall maybe not played the game of his life, I think that game gets probably a little bit out of hand. There were so many opportunities to put a little distance. I mean, it was still 1-0 going into third, and it made it a little uncomfortable. But, man, you got to give that guy credit. It took four power plays in the first period to finally get a goal, and then some serious magic from Sam Bennett to put it away. Bob obviously played great. But when you look at their style, that's definitely it. But I think they could have had more goals. He just had the goaltending performance of the series from Wall, and I'm not sure if he's going to be able to match that the rest of the way.
I mean, we want to see Stolarz tomorrow night, right?
I'm not sure it matters. If the Panthers play like that,
I'm kind of with you. I don't feel comfortable doing that, but I'm kind of with you. I have not been super nervous all series long, and man, game four, I'm with Cuno on that one. Like
we weren't nervous after being down 0-2.
I said, if they hold court, which they did, the series is playing out exactly the way that we would think that it would. And it's exactly what happened.
Well, I do want to give the Maple Leafs credit, because I thought game two, they sort of played up to a standard that the Panthers usually play, right? The Maple Leafs met the Panthers where they want to play. And I just don't think that other teams who are not used to playing that way can sustain it over the seven-game series. So I'm not taking anything away from what Toronto's done. It's more so that the Panthers wear on you, right? There's that viral clip of Paul Maurice on the bench a couple of years ago in the playoffs saying, forget making the plays. Hit them until, you know, they have nothing left in game seven. And I think that's kind of where I think this Panther mentality is right now.
I was very nervous down 0-2, just so everyone knows.
I was terrified.
For the sake of transparency.
2 hours on
the
mic.
Holding me in the tunnel. It was awful.
For the sake of transparency, I was tremendously nervous. Are you one of these people that believes the NBA draft lottery is rigged?
Man, they're making it hard not to. But no, I don't know. I have a... In this day and age, for anyone to keep secrets, it's tough for me to say that it is. But that, man, what a gift that looked like to the Dallas Mavericks.
And Mike, there's another thing that people have been talking about. No, I saw it on ESPN this morning. We actually talked to – we beat them to it with the Mavs. Like, if Giannis is available, or if one, like, if a top star, but Giannis is 30, Cooper Flagg is going number one. They're going to play it up for months, and he's going to go number one.
Right.
Would you trade Cooper Flagg for established, known MVP?
Yes. Yeah, I'd trade that if I was getting Giannis, especially if you're the Mavericks. Because, like, okay, assume, and this is a big assumption because injuries have been a big part of AD's career, but Anthony Davis, Kyrie Irving comes back healthy, and Giannis. That's going to be about as tough as a threesome as you can face on the floor. That's so unique in terms of a big three. So if you're in a win now mode, I would definitely kick the tires on that and see if Milwaukee would go that route. I don't know what their thinking is because of the Kyrie situation, because that injury was so ugly. We'll see, but I would do it. I mean, I know you're talking about the future, but you don't know if Cooper Flagg is going to pan out, and that's kind of the risk you take with that number one pick, as opposed to getting a 30-year-old Giannis who clearly still has plenty of good years left.
And Mike, I watched TV all morning, and I had nothing to do. My kids went to school, and my wife got a facial, so I was just at home by myself having nice. A little man time.
Must be nice.
I love my man time.
Cool.
But they compared
that actually sounds like a busy morning to me. I have less than that to do.
He's juggling TV shows. I can't do this. by myself.
Apple TV, Netflix.
What happens? I have literally nothing to do, so I end up on one of these, you know, fakakta blackjack games on an offshore casino that somehow they keep pulling all the cards I need.
But they said Cooper Flagg could be Scottie Pippen and Jason Tatum. Those were his comparisons. And I love the cross race comparisons because everybody wants to compare Luke Kuechly
Nobody
to
does
Zach
that.
Thomas.
Nobody does. I cannot make a cross race comparison. I am incapable of doing it.
That's why I love when people do it, because who's Luke Kuechly? Oh, he's Zach Thomas. He's not Zach Thomas. He's Ray Lewis. Like, what is going on here? But like, do you think, I know, you know, I just watched him in the tournament, Mike. Is he Tatum? Is he Scottie Pippen? Is he that good? Because I didn't see it out of him like that. I wasn't that impressed.
Well, which Scottie Pippen? The one with MJ or the one currently?
I was more impressed by different players over Cooper Flagg when I watched him play in the tournament.
I think Cooper Flagg does more than just score, and I think that's why he's such a, you know, he's such a big time prospect. He can go out there and get to 25-30 for sure, but the size, the rebounding, the skill in his passing, some of the games I watched, I mean, there's a reason why a lot of people love him at number one, and it's just all but a foregone conclusion. So I get it, but you also run the risk of, you know, Zion felt like a can't-miss guy, and it's taken a long time for that to get going. So that's why I prefer established superstar over the potential, you know, 10 years of a franchise player, especially if you're trying to win now. Sports is so weird where you can, from one day to the next, one or a couple of years, you can turn things over and be competitive. It's hard. Sometimes you'll have to go through some rough years, but we've seen the Miami Heat do it. I mean, they went from one of the, you know, worst records in the NBA to the big three. I know that was a special circumstance because all these contracts were lining up at the same time, but man, I just think if you're the Mavericks GM and you were just getting hammered by your fan base for trading Luka, and you have the ability to trade and turn that into Giannis, I don't think Dallas fans will ever get mad at it ever again. Because I think that may have been
a pretty amazing finish to that story, which you thought was finished. Yeah,
that's the only good. That's the only outcome where it would have worked. Where I think in the time fans would be like, okay, I get it, right? Like, it's just a different, it's a different superstar. You're just choosing a different style of play. So if he can somehow manage that, I couldn't pass that up. I'd do it.
New rule on the show that we're implementing. You can no longer make same race comparisons for anyone. They have to be cross race comparisons. Cunio, who does Matt Mervis
remind you of? You guys are just finding new ways to make my life hell whenever I come.
Who does Matt Mervis remind you of in MLB history? Go ahead.
Oh God. He reminds me of Matt Mervis. There's only one. Mervis
cannot
the leader
do same
of, the leader
race comparisons or same
one,
religion comparisons. You're
going
to have
one.
To give us
tell,
a black Christian.
Already,
must be black Christian.
Deshaun Mervis. Probably Deshaun or Tyrone Mervis.
You can't just give the person a black name and say, oh, not suggesting that Deshaun is only a black name. What's going on here, Cunha?
Oh, I don't know. Channing Crowder. That's my comparison.
Have you apologized to Mervis for jinxing him the way that you have?
I don't need to apologize to Mervis for anything. You need to apologize to Mervis because you're the one.
Feature on him on CBS4. I mean, when's the last time you've done a feature on a Marlins player?
I did a feature on Griffin Conine on opening day. I did a whole feature on.
And he's out for the season.
And he's out for the season. Yeah. How many other people? Let me guess. You did sit down with Sandy before he got rocked all season as well.
I have not talked to Sandy. Sandy is doing that all without my help.
Today, Cunio. Today is National Crouton Day. Now
I know
Solana and I happen to know this. You love salads, but you hate croutons, correct?
Right. Yeah. This thing.
Now, why is that?
They're filler. They're filler. And then it's like dry, hard, stale bread, and you can't scoop them with your fork. You got to, like, stab them, and then when you stab them, they break into a million pieces. It's a mess. There's no reason for them. It's just filler. It's like they didn't give you enough salad or veggies or, you know, toppings like bacon or egg. They give you that and they make you think, oh, this is a good salad. It's not.
I'm with Mike. They call it texture, Mike. It's just stale bread.
It's not. Right. First of all, it's usually a bread. Garlic. It's usually a crispy garlic bread. The place I go to, that Calaveras Cantina that I always send you pictures of, Cuño, that's a cornbread crouton. It's the most fantastic thing you've ever tasted. It's not for texture.
Crouton. They just put cornbread in your salad. It's soft. It's mushy. It's warm. That's not a crouton.
No, it's a crouton, though. It's a crouton. It's a cornbread crouton. I don't understand. Yeah, it's a crouton. I think croutons by nature have to be crunchy. I think otherwise it's just bread. But I think a salad is not complete if there are no croutons. Hence National Crouton Day. You don't give a day to Bako Bits, you know?
You've sent me screen grabs of that calendar, and I've seen some days that you glance over. Like, they have a day for everything. They probably do have a day for that.
When I was a kid, they had faux bacon that you would put on a salad. It was called Bako Bits because there was no bacon in it. It was Bako Bits. You remember those crowds?
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah. Well, like, you know, 50 cents for a bottle of Bako Bits. You thought you were eating bacon.
It's called texture.
No.
Well, that's bacon's not for texture, but croutons, I just can't enjoy a salad. I have to tell you, a Caesar salad that the crouton is drenched in some of that Caesar dressing and you've got the shaved Parmesan cheese on it. Oh,
it needs
hell.
Help. Ooh. Now it needs help. Now you need the Caesar dressing to dampen it. And now you have soggy bread in your salad. No.
Yeah,
get more chicken. Get more protein.
Just protein. So good. The one's not exclusive to the other. I mean, you could double protein and still have croutons.
You like when they put that little nasty-ass half a fish, that little anchovy on your Caesar?
No, I do not. I don't like that. I don't like that. I don't like to see it. If it's blended into the sauce, fine, don't touch
right.
it.
Right, I don't mind if the anchovies are just kind of blended in, but I don't want to see it.
But I don't want, like, Melba toast. I don't want Melba toast in my salad, okay? That's all it is.
I just cannot enjoy a salad. And I'll tell you another great addition to any salad, sunflower kernels.
I mean, they just end up at the bottom of the bowl. They just end up at the bottom of the bowl.
I don't understand why you have such a difficulty getting the things on your fork.
Eating salads.
It sounds like you just gnaw on a head of lettuce like an apple.
I just use my hands. You know what it is? I really am minimalist. Yeah.
Cuño, we love you. Give us a comparison, a hockey comparison to Sergei Bobrovsky.
Oh, my goodness.
Has to be a black goalie.
Yeah. What's the guy, Shields? I'm trying to help him.
Oh. I don't know. Can I get out of here before I get in trouble?
I got you. The guy on ESPN, wasn't he a goalie?
Kevin Weeks.
Yeah. Kevin Weeks, Mike.
Yeah. let me out.
It's the Acuña. Let me out. Let me out is such a great final line.
What's the movie? Get out. Just get me off this property. I gotta go.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I think healthier food actually just tastes better.
Ridiculous.
Hawk and Crowder.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.